Chapter 31. Deferring to the man's sense of the binding powers of pen and ink and paper, Lightwood nodded acceptance of Eugene's nodded proposal to take those spells in hand. Eugene, bringing them to the table, sat down as clerk or notary. "Now," apostrophe said Lightwood, "what's your name?" Apostrophe, but further precaution was still due to the sweat of this honest fellow's brow. "I should wish, Lawyer Lightwood," apostrophe he stipulated, "to have that toter governor as my witness, that what I said I said. Consequent, will the toter governor be so good as chuck me his name, and where he lives?" Apostrophe apostrophe Eugene, cigar in mouth and pen in hand, tossed him his card. After spelling it out slowly, the man made it into a little roll, and tied it up in an end of his neckerchief still more slowly. "Now," apostrophe said Lightwood, "for the third time, if you have quite completed your various preparations, my friend, and have fully ascertained that your spirits are cool, and not in any way hurried, what's your name?" Apostrophe apostrophe Roger Riderhood. Apostrophe dwelling place? Apostrophe apostrophe Limius Hole. Apostrophe calling or occupation? Apostrophe apostrophe not quite so glib with this answer as with the previous two. Mr. Riderhood gave in the definition, waterside character. Apostrophe anything against you? Apostrophe apostrophe Eugene quietly put in, as he wrote. Rather balked, Mr. Riderhood evasively remarked, with an innocent air, that he believed the toter governor had asked him summit. Ever in trouble? Apostrophe apostrophe said Eugene. Once. Apostrophe might happen to any man, Mr. Riderhood added incidentally. On suspicion of apostrophe, of Siemens pocket, apostrophe said Mr. Riderhood. Whereby I was in reality the man's best friend, and tried to take care of him. Apostrophe, with the sweat of your brow? Apostrophe apostrophe asked Eugene. Till it poured down like rain, apostrophe said Roger Riderhood. Eugene leaned back in his chair, and smoked with his eyes negligently turned on the informer, and his pen ready to reduce him to more writing. Lightwood also smoked, with his eyes negligently turned on the informer. "Now let me be took down again," apostrophe said Riderhood, when he had turned the drowned cap over and under, and had brushed it the wrong way, if it had a right way, with his sleeve. "I give information that the man that done the harm and murder is Gaffer Hexam, the man that found the body, the hand of Jesse Hexam, commonly called Gaffer on the river and along shore, is the hand that done that deed. His hand and no other." Apostrophe, the two friends glanced at one another with more serious faces than they had shown yet. "Tell us on what grounds you make this accusation," apostrophe said Mortimer Lightwood. "On the grounds," apostrophe answered Riderhood, wiping his face with his sleeve, "that I was Gaffer's partner, and suspected of him many a long day and many a dark night. On the grounds, that I know his ways. On the grounds, that I broke the partnership, because I see the danger, which I warn you his daughter may tell you another story about that, for anything I can say, but you know what it'll be worth, for she'd tell you lies, the world round and the heavens broad, to save her father. On the grounds, that it's well understood along the cossiers and the stairs, that he done it. On the grounds, that he's fell off from, because he done it. On the grounds, that I will swear he done it. On the grounds, that you may take me where you will, and get me sworn to it. I don't want to back out of the consequences. I have made up my mind. Take me anywheres." Apostrophe, all this is nothing, apostrophe said Lightwood. "Nothing?" Apostrophe apostrophe repeated Riderhood, indignantly and amazedly. "Merely nothing. It goes to no more than that you suspect this man of the crime. You may do so with some reason, or you may do so with no reason, but he cannot be convicted on your suspicion. Apostrophe, haven't I said I appeal to the Tother governor as my witness? Haven't I said from the first minute that I opened my mouth in this here world without an everlasting chair? He evidently used that form of words as next in force to an affidavit that I was willing to swear that he done it. Haven't I said, take me and get me sworn to it? Don't I say so now? You won't deny it, Lawyer Lightwood? Apostrophe, surely not. But you only offer to swear to your suspicion, and I tell you it is not enough to swear to your suspicion. Apostrophe, not enough, ain't it, Lawyer Lightwood? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he cautiously demanded. Positively not. Apostrophe, and did I say it was enough? Now, I appeal to the Tother governor. Now, fair. Did I say so? Apostrophe, he certainly has not said that he had no more to tell. Apostrophe, Eugene observed in a low voice without looking at him, whatever he seemed to imply. Apostrophe, ha! Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried the informer, triumphantly perceiving that the remark was generally in his favor, though apparently not closely understanding it. Fortunate for me, I had a witness. Apostrophe, go on, then, apostrophe, said Lightwood. Say out what you have to say. No afterthought. Apostrophe, let me be took down, then. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried the informer, eagerly and anxiously. Let me be took down, for by George and the dragon I may come into it now. Don't do nothing to keep back from honest man the fruits of the sweat of his brow. I give information, then, that he told me that he done it. Is that enough? Apostrophe, take care what you say, my friend, apostrophe, returned Mortimer. Lawyer Lightwood, take care, you, what I say, for I judge you'll be answerable for follering it up. Apostrophe, apostrophe, then, slowly and emphatically beating it all out with his open right hand on the palm of his left. I, Roger Riderhood, Limius Hole, waterside character, tell you, Lawyer Lightwood, that the man Jesse Hexham, commonly called upon the river and the longshore gaffer, told me that he done the deed. What's more, he told me with his own lips that he done the deed. What's more, he said that he done the deed. And I'll swear it. Apostrophe, where did he tell you so? Apostrophe, apostrophe, outside, apostrophe, replied Riderhood, always beating it out, with his head determinedly set askew, and his eyes watchfully dividing their attention between his two auditors, outside the door of the Six Jolly Fellowships, towards a quarter after 12 o'clock at midnight, but I will not in my conscience undertake to swear to so fine a matter as 5 minutes on the night, when he picked up the body. The Six Jolly Fellowships won't run away. If it turns out that he warned at the Six Jolly Fellowships that night at midnight, I'm a liar. Apostrophe, what did he say? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I'll tell you, take me down, Tother Governor, I ask no better. He come out first, I come out last. I might be a minute arter him, I might be half a minute, I might be a quarter of a minute. I cannot swear to that, and therefore I won't. That's knowing the obligations of a Alfred David, ain't it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, go on. Apostrophe, I found him a waiting to speak to me. He says to me, Rogue Riderhood, for that's the name I'm mostly called by, not for any meaning in it, for meaning it has none, but because of its being similar to Roger. Apostrophe, never mind that. Apostrophe, excuse me, Lawyer Lightwood, it's a part of the truth, and as such I do mind it, and I must mind it, and I will mind it. Rogue Riderhood, he says, words passed betwixt us on the river tonight, which they had. Ask his daughter. I threatened you, he says, to chop you over the fingers with my boat's stretcher, or take a aim at your brains with my boat hook. I did so on accounts of your looking too hard at what I had in tow, as if you was suspicious, and on accounts of your holding on to the gunwale of my boat. I says to him, Gaffer, I know it. He says to me, Rogue Riderhood, you are a man in a dozen, I think he said in a score, but of that I am not positive, So take the lowest figure, for precious be the obligations of a Alfred David. And, he says, when your fellow men is up, be it their lives, or be it their watches, sharp as ever the word with you. Had you suspicions? I says, Gaffer, I had. And what's more, I have. He falls a-shaking, and he says, of what? I says, of foul play. He falls a-shaking worse, and he says, there was foul play then. I done it for his money. Don't betray me. Those were the words as ever he used. Apostrophe, there was a silence, broken only by the fall of the ashes in the grate. An opportunity which the informer improved, by smearing himself all over the head and neck and face with his drowned cap, and not at all improving his own appearance. What more? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Lightwood. Of him, do you mean, Lawyer Lightwood? Apostrophe, apostrophe, of anything to the purpose. Apostrophe, now, I'm blessed if I understand you, governors both, apostrophe, said the informer, in a creeping manner, propitiating both, though only one had spoken. What? Ain't that enough? Apostrophe, did you ask him how he did it, where he did it, when he did it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, far be it from me, Lawyer Lightwood. I was so troubled in my mind, that I wouldn't have knowed more, no, not for the sum as I expect to earn from you by the sweat of my brow, twice told. I had put an end to the partnership. I had cut the connection. I couldn't undo what was done. And when he begs and prays, old partner, on my knees, don't split upon me. I only makes answer, never speak another word to Roger Riderhood, nor look him in the face. And I shuns that man. Apostrophe, having given these words a swing, to make them mount the higher, and go the further, Rogue Riderhood poured himself out another glass of wine unbidden, and seemed to chew it, as, with the half-emptied glass in his hand, he stared at the candles. Mortimer glanced at Eugene, but Eugene sat glowering at his paper, and would give him no responsive glance. Mortimer again turned to the informer, to whom he said, You have been troubled in your mind a long time, man. Apostrophe, apostrophe, giving his wine a final chew, and swallowing it, the informer answered in a single word. Ages. Apostrophe, apostrophe, when all that stir was made, when the government reward was offered, when the police were on the alert, when the whole country rang with the crime. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mottimer, impatiently. Ha! Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Riderhood very slowly and hoarsely chimed in, with several retrospective nods of his head. Weren't I troubled in my mind then? Apostrophe, apostrophe, when conjecture ran wild, when the most extravagant suspicions were afloat, when half a dozen innocent people might have been laid by the heels any hour in the day. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mortimer, almost warming. Ha! Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Riderhood chimed in, as before. Weren't I troubled in my mind through it all? Apostrophe, apostrophe, but he hadn't, apostrophe, said Eugene, drawing a lady's head upon his writing paper, and touching it at intervals, the opportunity then of earning so much money, you see. Apostrophe, the toter governor hits the nail, Lawyer Lightwood. It was that as turned me. I had many times and again struggled to relieve myself of the trouble on my mind, but I couldn't get it off. I had once very nigh got it off to Miss Abby Poeterson, which keeps the six jolly fellowships there as a house. It won't run away, there lives the lady, she ain't likely to be struck dead afore you get there, ask her, but I couldn't do it. At last, out comes the new bill with your own lawful name, Lawyer Lightwood, printed to it, and then I asks the question of my own intellects, am I to have this trouble on my mind forever? Am I never to throw it off? Am I always to think more of Gaffer than of my own self? If he's got a daughter, ain't I got a daughter? Apostrophe, apostrophe, and echo answered. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Eugene suggested. You have, apostrophe, said Mr. Riderhood, in a firm tone. Incidentally mentioning, at the same time, her age? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Eugene. Yes, Governor. 2 and 20 last October. And then I put it to myself, regarding the money. It is a pot of money. For it is a pot, apostrophe said Mr. Riderhood, with candor, and why deny it? Apostrophe, here. Apostrophe, apostrophe from Eugene as he touched his drawing. It is a pot of money, but is it a sin for a laboring man that moistens every crust of bread he earns, with his tears, or if not with them, with the colds he catches in his head, is it a sin for that man to earn it? Say there is anything again earning it. This I put to myself strong, as in duty bound. How can it be said without blaming Lawyer Lightwood for offering it to be earned? And was it for me to blame Lawyer Lightwood? No. Apostrophe, no, apostrophe said Eugene. Certainly not, Governor, apostrophe Mr. Riderhood acquiesced. So I made up my mind, to get my trouble off my mind, and to earn by the sweat of my brow, what was held out to me. And what's more, he added, suddenly turning bloodthirsty, I mean to have it. And now I tell you, once and away, Lawyer Lightwood, that Jesse Hexam, commonly called Gaffer, his hand and no other, done the deed, on his own confession to me. And I give him up to you, and I want him took. This night. Apostrophe, after another silence, broken only by the fall of the ashes in the grate, which attracted the informer's attention, as if it were the chinking of money, Mortimer Lightwood leaned over his friend, and said in a whisper, Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.